thank you for the rousing intro, as always. I'm your host and station manager, Glenn, here with you to tell you about all the amazing things that have happened here on CACK, Smithers Community Radio 93.9. It's your community radio station. And we've been going every 2 months now, and so this is an update for everything that's happened in January and February. December and January, so December 2024 to January 2025. And being it's February, 12th now, it's time for us to get you all caught up. So I'll start off by saying December and January have been quiet months, as they generally are. We go on vacation. I did the same. We take a little break, a little breather. And I went off to Massachusetts with my family to, I took a little break from hanging out with family to actually do a radio show for a really cool community radio station called WOMR in Provincetown, Massachusetts. Pretty cool, if I say so myself. But we came back, and now it's time to get right back into things again. So let's talk about some of the other things that have happening or been happening or about to happen. So we do rely pretty heavily on grants. And although we haven't submitted anything recently, we did submit something a couple months ago for the CN Corporation. It actually happens to be rebroadcast from a CN train car, 1929 CN train car. So we thought, well, this might be a good avenue to perhaps ask for some funding support for our planned steps and upgraded heating system in the lounge car. That's where all our artists come and perform little lounge car sessions, in case you haven't checked them out. They're free. Anyway, we just got notice, as of today, February 12th, that we just got $5,000 from CN, donation, a branch of CN, to go ahead and make that happen. Unfortunately, that's only a quarter of what we're actually needing to make that actually a reality. So we're still looking for some more support. If you know places where we can find support for said changes or other changes in operations at the station, if you've got a big pile of money that you just don't know what to do with, or you know somebody who does, contact us at info@smithersradio.com, and we would love to talk to you. Other things that are happening, let's see. There is an upcoming celebration of volunteers at this radio station of all the things that they did over the year 2024. We've been on air for 15 years, so we're going to celebrate that in an upcoming event that's just open for volunteers that program at the radio station. So unfortunately, maybe a lot of you don't qualify, but you could next year if you just create a program. Let's make that happen. But what we will do is we're going to tell you all about all the winners, all the people who've got the best programs for 2024, all the new programs, all the different categories that we've selected to recognize all the amazing hard work that our volunteers have done. And we'll let you all know through our socials and through our website, smithersradio.com. Now, speaking of stuff about that you can do, we could really use your help in helping us with the direction of the station for our next 5 years. So it's time for our board to get together and create a strategic plan. And what that means is, what does the station focus on? Do we need to change what we're doing? It's been 15 years and we've been kind of going in a pretty particular direction. We think we're doing the right thing, but we don't know. We need your help. And for that, we need you to go to smithersradio.com, go check out the listener volunteer survey. It's really fast, really quick, 2 minutes or less. We're just asking you, what do you think we should do? What should we focus on? What are we doing great? What could we improve on? So those are the type of things that we could really use your help with. Go check out smithersradio.com and look for the listener volunteer survey. All right, show updates. We got some updates. We got some updates with our programming. That's what we're going for here. We are saying goodbye for a little while anyway to Skeena Skunk, who's taking a break from the station. That's our punk show. And Wiggly Air, Brennan, who's been doing Wiggly Air for a while now, is also taking a bit of a break. That show focused on interviews with local artists, or actually touring artists all around Canada, as a matter of fact. But both of those shows are taking a bit of a break. Good news is we've got a new show and an old show, kind of. Let me explain. So Greg Auld has been with us for like an eternity. Greg Auld's been hosting a show called The Roots on Monday and Thursday mornings, and he's decided to change the format. So we're shutting down The Roots, or we're going to replay some of the old shows for a little while, but we're shutting down The Roots for a while, and Greg would really like to do a jazz show. So I'll say hello to Night Train Quesnel After Dark. And that's all happening coming up on Monday nights. And I'm going to switch over to a quick interview with Greg. He can tell you more all about it. All right? It's Greg Auld here on State of Address. Hi, Greg. Thanks for joining me.
Oh, thanks for having me, Glenn.
Yeah, it's great. So what we were talking about is that your show is a new show. You've been around for a while. It's not like you're new to the station. You've had a show. How long has The Roots been on?
Oh, man. I don't know. Probably like a little over 11 years, I think.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Yeah, and it's And tell me, what was The Roots all about?
The Roots was all about, roots music. It was all about country and bluegrass and modern roots music, I guess alt country and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And it started with kind of an idea. It was originally aired Monday mornings from, I think, 7 in the morning until 9 or something.
Yeah.
And I intended it originally as a sort of like, all right, you're getting out of bed and you're starting your week on Monday morning, and here's some music to put a little giddy up in your your morning. And then with challenges here and there, it moved to Thursday mornings, and it sort of stayed with that kind of theme.
Yep. For 11 years, it was the giddy up show in the morning. And then you just felt like there was need for a change. Can you tell me more about that?
Well, I'm getting older now, and I'd been doing it for quite a while, and I think with the world and stuff, and just where I was at psychologically, I was thinking it was time to do something quite different. And I've always had like a passion for jazz, and I thought, you know what, let's, instead of mornings, let's go evenings, and instead of roots, let's go jazz. And I've got a pretty decent collection of vinyl or jazz on vinyl, and I thought, you know, jazz and vinyl go together, and there was nobody really filling that niche on the station, so I figured let's do like a vinyl jazz show in the evening.
Yeah, we haven't had a jazz show for years at the station, so it's been really kind of great for you to come up with this new format. And what time, can you tell me what time of the evening, what days you're doing your show?
It's going to be on Monday nights from 9 a.m. I keep falling into the 9 a.m. slot. It's 9 p.m. until 11 p.m.
Right.
And Monday nights.
Yeah, it's great. You've already had one show so far, and now you're off in the hinterlands doing your work. But you'll be back, I think, at least once a month, I think, is what you're aiming for, right?
Definitely at least once a month. And I think the next live show that I'm going to do will be, I believe, February 24th.
Right. So there's all kinds of jazz. Can you tell me what kind of jazz you're focusing on?
I am focused pretty much entirely on bebop, hard bop, and cool jazz. And I'll probably dig in. My interests mainly start out around the Charlie Parker, Dizzy Gillespie kind of era. Early 50s, I guess, and then they migrate. My biggest passion in it is around the Miles Davis era, when they got into modal jazz, and Miles Davis and Coltrane and Thelonious Monk, and some West Coast as well a little bit. I like my Mulligan and Chet Baker and that sort of stuff. And by the time it starts to get a little more experimental, like Ornette Coleman, Shape of Jazz to Come, and that sort of thing, my interest starts to wane a little bit when it shifted to getting a little wild and a little less accessible. Mm-hmm. And but the pocket there between probably mid-50s to mid-60s is my that's really my jam.
Okay, so no alto sax.
Oh, there's alto sax. Yeah, no, I mean, I like Cannonball Adderley. Oh,
okay.
And Charlie Parker, great stuff. If I can find baritone sax, though, I mean, Art Pepper and Jerry Mulligan. Oh, love those guys.
Got it. Yeah. Sounds good. I did listen to your first show, and it was the classics, which is what you were intending to start off, you know, easy, I guess, you know, let everybody in very, very easy, very familiar. And then you're going to take it to some sort of different places, but still keep it on the less challenging side, I guess, is what you might explain it.
Or a little bit.
Yeah. I'm looking.
Yeah. I want to keep it like a sort of like a Monday night sanctuary of just this cozy thing that you can cozy into some really nice jazz and just sit back. And I want to lean into the train theme a little bit and just sort of like take people on a bit of a train journey in a lounge kind of atmosphere.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Well, that kind of brings me to the name of your show. Tell me what's the name of your show?
The name of the show is Night Train, Quinnell After Dark.
Explain.
It's the Quinnell After Dark is kind of a tip of the hat to the lounge car that we broadcast from, which is probably unique in Canada, if not North America. And the name of the car is the Quinnell. Uh-huh. And I thought, you know, it's when you go on a train journey somewhere and it's so kind of, it's cozy and you get into your own little world and you can be looking out the window at the world going by and you can be sitting in the lounge car having a drink. And that's kind of I want the jazz on the Monday nights to sort of put people into that kind of mindset where you can like cozy up in a chair and have like a little glass of whatever you enjoy and just slip into something that's not going on in the rest of the world right now and feel that comfort and that kind of easygoingness.
Right.
And train journeys kind of make me think of that. And then the lounge car that we broadcast from, it's the perfect setting for getting into that feel.
Yeah, in a train car. You can sometimes when the big trucks go by, you can actually feel it move around. You can actually use your imagination and you could actually be traveling.
Oh, it's so cool. It's so cool. And we can set the lights in there while I'm doing my show and just sort of, the vibe in there is like nothing else.
Well, we'll have to have you do like a live show with actual audience sitting in front of you someday.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, if people want to pop by and visit while I'm broadcasting, they're more than welcome to pop in and say hello.
Careful what you say. It'll ruin the vibe.
It could do. We'll see.
We'll definitely try to do something planned at some point. But this is great. The jazz show, Night Train, Quinnell After Dark, and I believe you said there's a Night Train actually show that exists somewhere in the States. I believe, right?
Yeah, I think I read about it. I think it was out of Florida or something, and I don't think it was even jazz. I think it was like a heavily syndicated kind of big pop music show.
Well,
but I mean, Night Train is a classic jazz standard, and
cool. That's so right.
It just seemed to roll with it. Yeah,
that's perfect. Well, that's all I really wanted to get from you. It's going to be a super fun to hear how this kind of plays out. You know, we're sorry to lose roots, but we're excited to welcome jazz. So it's kind of cool that you kind of have these different sort of divergent interests in music. But I think that's just, you know, what makes some of our programmers so interesting is just you can't peg them down. There's no one, you know, genre that people generally like. You can be all over the place. So you're one of those types of people. So I'm looking forward to what you bring over the next few months, and we'll all be listening, and we'll see how it goes.
I'm really excited about it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, cool. After your 10 shows, we'll make sure there's a repeat somewhere else on the schedule in case people want another. We'll put it in the evening somewhere so that people can chill out in the evening.
Yeah, that'd be perfect. I hope people tune in, and I hope people enjoy what I'm playing, and and just enjoy the show, the feel of the whole thing.
Cool. Well, thanks so much, Craig, and really appreciate the new show. We'll look forward to it on Mondays at 9 p.m. That's Night Train, Quinnell After Dark with Greg Auld. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you very much, Glenn.
And that's our interview with Greg. Thank you so much. So let's just go into our music section of the State of Address. We've been getting a lot of new music over the last little while. I think it has something to do with after Christmas, going, you know, college kids going back to school. A lot of radio labels seem to kind of roll out a lot of new releases in the new year. And so that also includes this gentleman. His name is Gus Engelhorn. He used to be a professional snowboarder in Alaska, moved to Montreal, and started becoming an amazing artist. He has a brand new album called The Hornbrook. It's been released on January 31st, 2025. And what makes this album or this artist stand out is that I would describe him as eclectic and weird. There's something kind of playful about his songwriting, his delivery. There's just kind of this fun sound to what he does. And I like to consider him Canadian. I mean, he lived in Montreal for 5 years, so I feel like he's Canadian in my eyes. And he did move to Hawaii, but he does bounce around a lot. I got a feeling he's coming back to Canada in not too long of a time, and probably releasing more albums, I hope, just like this last one called The Hornbrook. We're going to play something called Time off that latest album. Hey, thanks so much for listening to CICK's State of Address. Really a pleasure to get you all caught up. Looking forward to telling you more about all the amazing things that we're doing here at the station in 2 months' time. Check back in April. Until then, take care of each other out there. It's a crazy world. This is Gus Engelhorn and Time.
Nuclear fission, what's your mission? Then ignition. Time is bending, common symptoms, temporary loss of vision. Parts the sage, rosemary, and if you're going to Scarborough Fair, remember me to one who. What's your mission? Then ignition. Time is bending, common symptoms, temporary loss of vision. T minus 3, 2, 1.